present. Can't sleep. Okay, wait here. A cozy blanket and my very serious face on. Okay, welcome to your 1 a.m. emergency therapy session. I am Dr. Small, licensed in late night overthinking. Of course I'm qualified. Or maybe not. I passed a vibe check, not the exam. Now stop asking and down. No, not like that. Get comfortable. The goal is emotional healing, not back pain. Okay. Session number one. Why your brain won't shut up. Okay, go. Tell me everything. I'm writing it all down. Don't hold back. What was that game again? Oh, Elden Ring? Okay. Elden Ring boss. Because it countered 47 sword swings and then kicked you off the cliff. Okay. Sounds very dramatic. You may be entitled to compensation. So, what else? Drank a triple shot. Iced coffee. At what time? 6:43 p.m. Because it looked tasty. Okay. Sorry. I wasn't judging you. I just thought it was relatable. Let me tell you. That explains the eye twitching. Now, go on. Cat won't stop kneading your chest and purring directly into nostrils. Okay. That's not insomnia. No, it's not. That's feline domination. You live in the cat's house now. That's why. It's not the cat living in your house. So, this is a big issue. Now, continue. Okay. Accidentally scrolled into the horror side of TikTok. And now convinced, the hallway has ghosts. Alright, yeah. Hallway is haunted. Got it. Sleep paralysis demon has entered the chat. Made a weird sound, and now spiraling because it might mean something, but probably doesn't. But what if it does? Okay, for that one, I'm putting existential digestive crisis on the list. Existential digestive crisis. Okay. Keep going. It's pretty serious. Overthinking every message you didn't reply to this week because your brain randomly decided guilt trip because your brain randomly decided guilt. It would be a fun midnight snack. Okay. Adding message guilt spiral to the roster. Very relatable. I've been there. Still there, honestly. But what else is in that stormy brain of yours? Go on. Okay. Suddenly remembered something you said at your party 3 years ago. And now feel like crawling into a wormhole. Very cringe. Yep. Deep cut. Writing that down with a sad little doodle next to it. Okay, what else? You tried to take a nap earlier. Your brain was like, what if dogs had eyebrows? Gotcha. And did you just say you went down a 45-minute internet rabbit hole? Okay, but now I'm thinking about that too. Hold on, let me write X. Potential nap interruption due to canine eyebrow theory. Okay, continue. It's too quiet. Okay. Ears are hyper focused on every creak in the walls. And now your brain's convinced the house is alive. Classic. The walls are breathing in panic. I love that for you. Oh, here's a big one. You feel like you haven't done enough lately, even though you've been trying really hard. Yeah, that one goes in bold. That one's real. Hold up. Adding internalized burnout. High self pressure. Fear of stillness. Okay, next. Started cleaning at 11:57 p.m. because you felt gross for relaxing. Yikes. That's illegal. I'm calling the self-care police. Organized sock drawer. Rewired your desk. Alphabetized snacks. But didn't brush your teeth. That's the ultimate adulting paradox right there. Well, let's keep going. We're getting somewhere. Random YouTube rabbit hole led you to watching how bread is made in Norway. And now you're emotionally invested in a baker named Lars. Okay, Lars better be okay. I'm writing that one in parentheses. Oh yes. Brain decided now is the perfect time to list every time you've been rejected. Yeah. Ugh. Emotional jump scare. I'm just putting ouch in all caps. Anything deeper you wanna add? Feel like your friends don't actually like you sometimes, even though, you know, they don't. But your brain is like, what if? Oof, that's too real. Writing it twice, folded. Let it all out. I'm listening. Okay. Feel tired all day. The And as soon as the world goes quiet, suddenly wide awake with racing thoughts. That's like an insomnia's evil cousin. Writing nighttime hyper awareness syndrome. That's totally made up. Totally accurate. Guilt about not being productive. Guilt about relaxing. Guilt about feeling guilty. Man, you really have the deluxe brain bundle, huh? Alright, deep breath. Let's slow it down. What else? Feeling kind of invisible lately. Feeling like you're falling behind. Feeling like you're carrying something heavy. Can't name it. Yeah, I hear you. I really do. Lonely, even when not alone. Hard to ask for help. Hard to not feel like a burden. Adding those carefully with little stars. Okay, final few. Racing heart for no reason. Mind won't stop making fake arguments that never even happened. Suddenly sad, even though nothing's wrong. Suddenly worried, even though nothing's happening. Yeah, that's anxiety's greatest hits album. I've heard it too. Last one. Just want a break from everything, but don't know how to stop. I know that one too well. Alright. We're gonna pause there, but wow, that's a lot, and also very real, and very human, and very okay. You are not broken by feeling this way. Your brain is just a little stormy sometimes, but I'm here with an umbrella, a tiny one. Because I'm small. But I'm serious. I'm proud of you. You didn't bottle it up. You said it out loud. And that's huge. And now, I have just a thing. I diagnosed you with knee cuddles and behold, the legendary magical sleep drops. Yeah, I know, I joked about them earlier. But this time, I'm serious. Sort of. Made with ancient sleepy herbs. And fairy tears. And Probably expired melatonin. I don't know. I found them behind a unicorn in a dream. Okay. So, tilt your head back. One drop in each eye. Any sleep, dreamless, cozy, safe sleep, the kind where the blankets feel like clouds and your brain slowly shuts up. So tilt. Trust me, I got you. Thinking for a long lifetime tonight. You're allowed to rest. The world isn't going to collapse if you take a night off from spiraling. I'll keep watch. I'll keep the ghost out of the hallway. I'll protect Lars, the brick guy. And you just sleep. You're safe, you're loved, and you're not a burden. You deserve peace, and even if your brain tries to convince you otherwise, one last touch. What? Is this the final medicine? Me. I am your cure for insomnia. Now give me that forehead. Night night, emotional raccoon. I'll be right here when you wake.